When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, met fellow adventurers. Once again, we are playing as Sir Croakington, and we have made our way over to the village of Red Glen. We went there previously, and we helped out in Garwin Coppice. Firstly, we defeated some bandits in a cave, and then we went to some sort of, well, I guess caves again, but underground caves that we got to via a secret cellar, and there was some necromantic stuff going on. Anyway, I'm sure you'll find the episode, or do it yourself. But you should do it yourself, because, you know, then you can read at your own pace, and you don't have to hear my random wobbling, my random going off on a tangent. Of course, if you like that, well, listen. Anyway, there's an adventure here called Wanderview with Death. Your arrival, I'm gonna save first. So if I ever wanna quit, I can just do so. Wanderview with Death. The arrival of a prison wagon in the village of Red Glen. Early one summer afternoon causes something of a stir. Start the adventure. The arrival of the prison wagon in the village of Red Glen. Early one summer afternoon causes something of a stir. Having barely made it into Red Glen due to a broken wheel, the wagon rolled to a stop near the inn, and the four Titian soldiers aboard immediately called for the village's renowned wheelwright, a man by the name of Jormik. While Jormik sees the repairs that will allow the soldiers to resume their journey, you, as one of a gathering number of onlookers, I've just jumped on someone else's head so I can get a closer look. Remember, Sir Croakington is the toad. Learn that the wagon is transporting the infamous spellcaster Brackmoor to Trithic, where he will face a pronouncement of doom for a series of murders he is accused of committing in the eastern reaches of the kingdom. Notice that they say accused. In this game, you don't just use, the GM doesn't use his omniscience just to say, to confirm for sure whether or not he did it. And maybe even the GM doesn't know, because he deliberately decided not to know. Just a consideration. The cage affixed to the back of the wagon is covered with a heavy black cloth, making it impossible to view the mage, whom the guards tell you is no longer able to employ his deadly magic. "That's a band of warding on his wrist," says one of the soldiers, as you casually inquire about the hidden prisoner. "He can't use his magic with one of those in place." Honestly, that would be a very convenient thing for Sir Croakington to have, because we do hunt down quite a lot of mages in our journey, in our adventures. And you'd be able to just, you know, make it so they can't do magic anymore, even if only temporarily. You know, just, you know, before, you know, we have the trial and confirm things. They're not easy to come by, and we're lucky to have had it with us. Oh, okay, that explains. As I imagine, why would they be wear? Maybe they use a wear material. Maybe they're just really difficult to make. Maybe the secret of how to make them was lost, and we're only stuck with the with the ever diminishing number of them that are left, and thus we just have to save them for emergencies because, well, we don't want to risk breaking them because then we might not have them for when we really need them. Well, of course, I can probably think of other reasons. Maybe there's a very complicated and incredibly expensive and time-consuming magic that has to be used on them. You know, something that takes about 100 mages doing stuff for an entire week or something. You know, something like that. Yeah, you can understand why there wouldn't be that many. Because, you know, mages are busy. And sometimes even with, you know, non-crazy things. Even so, I'll be glad when we get to Trithic. I don't think he'll find much sympathy for his cause in the Adderstone. Okay, now there's a law book entry on the Band of Warding. We shall read. Bands of Warding are enchanted bracelets as manacles, typically made from metal, that prevent anyone who's wearing one from making use of magic, both their own magic and the magic from any items in their possession. Okay, so that removes the obvious workaround if Sir Croakington or any of your characters ever get bands of warding placed on them. Although I don't know why they do. That seems like a lot of work to do when there are just so many ways to completely drain your Nevil Reserve. But I guess the thing about a band of warding is that you'd still not be able to use magic, even if, say, you had an opportunity to rest, which is something that can quite turn up, say, if they put you in a dungeon, because you could sleep in a dungeon, and then your magic's fully restored, and then you summon a 50-foot demon to break yourself out. Okay, maybe not 50-foot, that's a bit excessive. You summon a demon, or just use the power of destruction to just dissolve your bells. Dissolve the bars of your cell. Or just telekinetically just yoink the keys off the guard while they're not looking. I mean, it could be an interesting set piece. You've been put in a prison. You have a band of warding on you. So many of the options are closed to you. And I'll assume in previous adventures up to this have been very dependent on you using magic. So that's why they know to use them on you. Because you would have to have used magic to get past previous adventures. So that makes sure that anyone plays this is actually losing something. Because I can imagine somewhat they put the band of warding on you and your character that doesn't even have magic, and then it doesn't really mean anything. Right, so you have your band of warding. Okay, you can rest and restore, but you got to get your way out of the dungeon, and there might be a way, and at some point get these bands of wardings off. Anyway, just a interesting adventure to do. Maybe VWK could work on something like that. I don't know if VWK is still around, but I think that I'm pretty sure he is, or she is, or they are. Or any other pronouns they care to use. These magical bands will automatically resize themselves to fit onto the wrist of any person. Okay, that's another That's another loophole for Sir Croakington clothes, because, of course, Sir Croakington, really small. As a regular band, you're just going to doop. Just doop out. They'll just slip off easy. But if these could magically resize, Sir Croakington will be in trouble. Once in place on someone's wrist, a band of warding cannot be removed by its wearer. Yes, which would make this magically warded prison break quite difficult, because you wouldn't just be able to just, I don't know, just find a spiky rock and just go clunk, and then they fall off. Only another person may attempt to remove the band. So, presumably, you probably have to help out another prisoner, so they owe you a favour, and then they can remove the band for you. I don't know, presumably over the course of a while, of probably several days, build up a team of people with different skills. Different skills. I imagine they probably have enhanced the band somewhat. And then you'll do a very complicated scheme. You get out. There'd probably be one person who's a snitch, because that nearly always happens in these sort of things. You have to punch the snitch, because you're being a snitch, and snitches get stitches, as they say. And anyway, it's something like that. I'm sure that the actual game writer could, but an actual writer for the game could probably think of something more exciting. Only another person may attempt to move around. Well, anyway, that's a thing we could do in the future. It's not demanded, just it's an option. While the soldiers wait for Jormik to fetch and fit a new wheel onto the wagon, the villagers, dismayed that they will not be allowed to take a look at the infamous mage, begin to disperse and return to their various toils. It is then, as the last of Red Glen's curious denizens stroll away from the wagon, that you spot someone watching you from across the broad, dusky thoroughfare. Leaning against a hitching post just inside the village inn is a short, mossy man in a holy tunic, his head topped with a tattered grey cap. With his eyes fixed on you, he furtively and repeatedly motions for you to approach. Okay, I can ignore him, but that will just end the adventure, so let's approach. You approach the man, and he immediately motions for you to follow him. When you're both standing at the side of the inn, just off the village thoroughfare, he bows and introduces himself as Mogmore. Then, much to surprise, he asks if you would be willing to help him rescue Barak Mur from his captures. "He didn't do what they said he did," says Mognor, his eyes darting in all directions before coming to focus on you. "Barak Mur is the hero, but he's not the killer they say he is. I need someone to help me, I beg you. The hangman awaits me in Twithic. It isn't right. Someone like you could fix this. Please, will you help me?" Before you can respond, Magnor tells you that one of Barak Mur's rivals, a conniving elementalist by the name of Alwyn, is behind the 5 murders the captive mage is accused of committing. Now, admittedly, I think what Magnor should do is gather whatever actual evidence he has. Maybe, I don't know, eyewitness testimony from somebody who isn't someone who isn't clearly from someone other than him, because he's Mognor seems to be associated with Barak Mur, so he has obvious reasons to lie, because you don't want your friend to be executed. Maybe some letters from Arnor explaining the scheme. I don't know, I mean, maybe even some forensic evidence. I don't know if the world of Tysa does forensic evidence, but maybe it does. I don't know if we've really done a murder mystery episode adventure in this. Yeah, anyway, something that could be interesting to do, especially if we can enhance it with magical powers. Magical powers that that don't tell you everything, but if you gather all the clues, that you'll be just enough to figure it out. But then it'd be too hard for most people to just copy what the wiki says, or just go for all the options go for all the options and see which one turns out to be the good ending, or just accuse the guy they don't like. They like the least. Yes. I've been Barakamur's assistant for more than a decade, says Mogmore. He's done some things I care not to remember. But he did not kill those people. Alwyn and his followers are the murderers. Not my master. Please, you must help me. Okay, so I can help him or not. Now, the thing is, I just don't know. Obviously, if Barakamur didn't do the murders, then you must free him. Pretty much. Admittedly, going to the... I'd probably suggest Mogmore go to the Thane and put forward whatever evidence he can, but he probably is in such a hurry that he couldn't really gather anything. Or maybe just say, please, you just keep him in jail for 2 weeks while I try to find something. Just 2 weeks. That's all I can ask for. Because obviously if he is a murderer, then you have to kill him. Because this is a medieval kingdom and that's what you do. But I can also use divination to read his mind and think about, is he telling the truth? Or at least the truth as he perceives it. What does divination say? Succeeded. 4xp to divination. You sense that Mognor is telling you the truth, or at least what he believes to be the truth. Now, of course, the thing is, you can be someone's apprentice and not know all their secrets, even after 10 years. It's theoretically possible Barakamur could have done the murders, and Mogmore just didn't know, or maybe the murders were actually self-defense. I mean, it could have happened. Imagine if Alanur just arranged things, possibly slipped the future victim some sort of psycho rage potion, and then Barakamur, who never really learned the non-fatal magics, had to kill them. And he couldn't, just subdue them with regular combat, because he's not good at that. Because most mages aren't. Because most people aren't the 20 at everything super guys that the playable characters are. Because that's the kind of thing. You are superlative. Yeah, that's just how it goes in games. So, I can help him or not. You know what? I'm just going to see what all the options are. And then, once I've seen everything, I'll choose the one I'm most satisfied with. Okay, I refuse to help him. You tell him on... Mogmore, you're not interested in getting involved. But the diminutive man, his voice cracking as he speaks, begs you to reconsider. Please, you must help. The wagon will soon be on its way. And it will then be too late. Okay, I guess Balcabur was tried in another place, but the executions only happen in Twythic for some reason. I don't know, maybe it's just you don't really like to, you want to keep your execution as close, because these are people who you know are willing to kill people, so you want them close by. And also, they're people who will have a lot of folks trying to seek revenge against them. Not quite as much as the Thane himself, but... And maybe it just puts on more of a show if you do it in the major city centre. I mean, it's probably the last reason. Yeah, if you want to have an execution, you want to have people see it. I mean, you might as well. I mean, if you're already killing a person, you might as well get some fun out of it. No. I'm sort of see what happens as I refuse to help. Your final refusal is met with a scowl from Mognor, whose unpleasant expression swiftly transformed into a lurid look that betrays his anxiety. Thank you anyway, he says, bowing before strolling back onto the thoroughfare. When he is gone, you take one last look at the prison wagon and its cloth-draped cage, before turning and striding off along the broad, dusty lane that runs through the centre of Wedglen. Okay, then you just get 128 experience to general, and you don't know what happens after. I mean, presumably he's hanged, because he's been sentenced to hang, and without his magic, he can't escape. That's presumably what happened, and maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. We don't know. We just don't know. And there's really no way to find out. Because this adventure just hasn't included those options. I mean, Mognor believes he didn't did it, but as you say, people can do things and you not know them. It can happen. Alright, time to quit without saving. Alright, now. Alright, start again. It's the same as before. The wagons broke down, bands of warning. Ignore him and set off on your way. You pay no attention to the band's call for you to approach. Instead, taking one last look at the prison wagon and its cloth-draped cage, you turn and stride off along the broad, dusty lane that runs through the centre of Wedglen. And that also gets you 128 experience in general. Which is, I assume, less experience than you'd get for doing the longer version of the adventure, but it's a lot of experience for such a very, very short adventure. Any time to quit without saving once again. Okay. Using divination again for the XP. He believes he's telling the truth, or at least what he believes to be telling the truth. Agree to help Mognor free Barakmore. Mognor thanks you, and you can instantly detect a change in his demeanour, who says he is truly grateful for your offer of help. With the new wheel almost ready to be fitted onto the prison wagon, you realise you will need to act quickly if you are to have any chance of freeing Brackmore from the cloth-draped cage. You ask Mognor if it would be better to wait until the wagon was on the road and out of the village. He shakes his head. Need a distraction to lure the guards away and pull this off, he says, his voice wavering. We could create a distraction right here. I think I could do it. If you tend to free the master Balcomer from the cave. While you're considering how best to go about the rescue, the real white moves away from the wagon, presumably to fetch some of his tools. Alright, so I can create the distraction, or Mognor can create. I'm going to create the distraction. this time, and then next time, and then next time he can create the track. Tell Boglor you'll create the distraction. When you tell Mognor that you'll create the distraction while he sees to West Green Barrack Moor, he seems immediately overcome by a wave of panic. Are you certain? He stammers. I don't know what I'm up to. Well, I suppose I could, but if you can draw off those guards. So I could decide, no, Mognor. I could flip back to him doing the distraction or continue with the plan. Continue with the plan. Mognor relents and agrees to allow you to create the distraction. While he sees to freeing the captured spellcaster, he produces a large iron key and holds it up for you to see. I lifted off one of the soldiers, he says. They've got two other keys, so the loss of this one isn't likely to cause a commotion. It unlocks the cage. Without further delay, you tell Mognor to wait until your ploy of distraction is in effect before trying to approach the wagon. He nods and sets off to move himself into position. Crouched at the side of the thoroughfare, just down from the road, over from the stranded wagon, you contemplate how best to put your plan into action. Oh, I've got quite a few options. I could use woodmanship, thievery, elementalism, illusion or diplomacy. I'm going to go through all of them in order. I'm going to start and then just equip without saving and then quickly get back here to do the next. Woodsmanship. Succeeded. 4 XP to woodsmanship. Remaining crouched at the side of the road. You bring your hand to your mouth and turn your head skyward as you expertly mimic the loud bellow of a male horntail. Ooh, horntail. Those are... Oh, actually, let's just read the lore book entry. Horntail. Of all the creatures that roam the wilds of Swift, few have inspired as many legends as the horntail. These large, bony-skinned reptiles grow to the size of large bears. They were renowned for their ferocious appetites and bad tempers. The largest of the species is the male, which can reach a length of 12 feet and can weigh as much as 2,000 pounds. It goes without saying that a 2,000-pound, ill-tempered horntail would best be avoided at all costs. Male horntails are called boars, females are called sows. The horntail is so named for the black, razor-sharp horn of bone that protrudes from the end of its long, muscular tail. The creature will use this tail as a whipping combat and can strike enemies several feet away. It's the best to avoid being hit by the lash of the tail, for the horn contains one of the most powerful venoms in all of Swith. So fierce are these beasts when threatened or angry, the tales abound of enraged horntails driving dragons from their lairs or chasing armed bands of forest trolls for miles. Horntails will absolutely not tolerate any living beings entering their lairs, which are usually large caves.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The long, unmistakable sound immediately produces the desired effect. Three of the four soldiers guarding the prison wagon make their way in the direction of the sound, their eyes nervously scanning the tree line for any sign of the fearsome creature whose bellow has left shaken all within earshot. As you skip back into the woods away from the road, you glance back over your shoulder and spot two figures stealing away from the prison wagon, their backs turned to you. One of them is Mogmore, and you surmise that the other, much taller man, his hands still bound with rope, is Barakamore. A few minutes later, in the forest outside Weglen, your suspicions are confirmed, alright? Okay, I think after this, everything will continue same regardless of how you got him out. So, quit without saving. Now, how do you get the other things passed? Benches, one of you. Here we go. Approach. Divination. Help. I'll create the distraction. Continue with the plan. Thievery! You successfully used your thievery skill. 4 XP to thievery. Moving up behind the two men standing next to one another at the edge of the road, you put a bold plan into action. With their attention focused on the prison wagon, you adeptly remove the coin purse hanging from the belt of a man on the left, and steadily place the coin-filled pouch into the pocket of the man on the right. Within moments, following your clever, undetected prodding, a heated row erupts between the two men. As the argument is about to come to blows, three of the soldiers guarding the wagon slowly make their way over in a half-hearted attempt to maintain the peace. As you slip back into the woods, and now it's back to normal. Right, and then to the next.
Next up, elementalism. 4 XP to elementalism. You channel your power of elementalism and swiftly summon a small fire that ignites a dry patch of brush just up the road from the stranded wagon. As the frantic cries of several villagers calling for water, ring out along the thoroughfare. Three of the four soldiers guarding the wagon make their way towards the crackling blaze. And that's that. And then it's back to normal. Right, and quit. And pause. Next up, illusion. And all the checks are 40 plus. Probably should have said that before, but now you know. Illusion. 4 XP to illusion. You summon your power of illusion and watch with satisfaction as the perfect likeness of a spear-wielding goblin stumbles out of the forest and onto the road. with the armoured shrieks of several villagers winging out along the thoroughfare. Three of the four soldiers guarding the wagon. Do you really need three soldiers for one goblin? Well, oh well. Goblins tend not to be that much, but maybe I made the goblin look particularly tough. Guarding the wagon, draw their weapons and rush towards your well-crafted illusion. You smile as the phantasmal likeness of the goblin dashes across the road and into the woods, with the three soldiers following at its heels. Now, I'll probably disband it, but I assume the illusion will disband on its own once I'm no longer paying attention to it. I'm not really sure how long illusions last if you just leave them. I mean, I have seen from some dungeons that illusions can last a very, very long time. But I assume that requires some sort of specials magic involving, you know, artifacts and regions and all sorts of and planning and installing things in a dungeon. It's not something you can just whip up in a couple of seconds. And then it continues as before. And quit. And on to the next one. Next up, diplomacy. 4xp to diplomacy. In a bold maneuver, you approach the soldiers guarding the wagon and tell you you've just encountered several of Backworld's cohorts just up the road, lying in ambush. Well, I did encounter Backwards cohorts, so I'm not completely lying. I'm just lying about where they are and what they're doing. And with an entirely different intention than you would think. Believing your account, three of the soldiers, their weapons drawn, immediately set off in the direction you've indicated, leaving their youngest member to maintain watch over the wagon. You quickly retreat to the edge of the thoroughfare. Apparently, you can sneak past just one. Because, I mean, the wagon has four sides. And you can really only watch one of them at a time. So I guess it makes sense. But admittedly, you would make quite a lot of noise opening his thing, but maybe he manages to slip out and just stay ahead of the guards. Or maybe since, I mean, he is the apprentice to a mage, so he probably has some minor magic of his own. Not major, because they wouldn't need our help, but some minor thing, like, I don't know, a smoke bomb. Or just a little mist that doesn't work up close, but works from more than three, four meters away. Anyway, he's out. And quit. As well as the five we've just done, there's also an option to use another method to distract the soldiers. Nearby, a large fenced-in area holds a flock of perhaps two dozen sheep. The noisy animals, having just been herded into the pen by the owner, seem to offer an excellent means by which you might distract the soldiers, allowing Bognor a chance to free Brakwur. You steal up to the wickety gate that closes the pen and prepare to unlatch it and move away unseen. Pick up number. Bonus of 59. 20 from agility, 20 from luck. 19 from thievery, you've only got to get 50. So, if you're if you're a fairly developed character with good stats, there is pretty much no way to fail. You can have very poor stats and maybe have not even learned thievery. You could fail. But I think most of the people who try this fent will probably be in a you can't fail state. Alright, anyway, let's just see my success. Pick now. 130 success. You unlatch the gate and quickly slip into the trees behind the pen.
22 sheep. The 22 sheep fill in the enclosure, properly spill out onto the thoroughfare, immediately garnering the attention of everyone in the vicinity. The bold tactic has worked. Three soldiers move away from the wagon to help wound up the sheep. I don't know. Maybe the village militia should do more. You know, so the soldiers guarding the wagon could guard the wagon. But I guess they're not really that concerned, since Barrack Moor has the bands of warding on. So that he'd need some help from another mage to get out. And also, he's a long, long way from home, so maybe anyone who would actually help and has been left far behind. As you move away from the chaotic scene, you glance back over your shoulder and spot two figures stealing away from the prison wagon. Their backs to you. One of them is Mognor, and you summarise the other, much taller man, his hands still bound with rope, his back raw. Yet that it continues as normal. Alright, that's all
the options for the distractions you can make.
Now, what will happen if Mognor makes a distraction instead? We shall see. And now this time we're going to let Mognor create the distraction. Tell Mognor to create this action. Mognor tells you he'll create a small fire near a shack, not far up the road from the abandoned work. Not far up the road from the abandoned work. He hopes the fire will draw the soldiers away from the house just long enough for you to slip in and free him back where. "You'll need this," he says, producing a large iron key and handing it to you. I lifted it from one of the soldiers. "I've got two other keys, so a loss of this one isn't likely to cause commotion. Just want to lock the cage. You now have the large iron key. This will not appear as an item in your inventory." Yeah, I don't get that. Honestly, you'd have to, you know, make it a different number. Good on the GM for telling you that. Alright then, let's get going. Let's go. He says, "Good luck, and thank you." With that, Mognor sets off in the direction of the roadside shack, while you focus your attention on the wagon and the four soldiers guarding it. Lingering on the side of the village thoroughfare, standing next to the inn, you watch as a stream of smoke begins to pour out the small shack just up the road. Within moments, the dilapidated structure is ablaze, engulfing it in a billowing column of orange flame. Mognor's bold tactic has paid off. Three of the soldiers immediately rush to the fire, eager to assist in extinguishing it. I say it's three. It does show that, hey, these guys do realise if we leave this thing completely abandoned, just anyone could just get him out. The fourth soldier remains with the wagon, for his attention is focused on the fire and the small hysteria the blaze has caused. I guess that makes enough noise that if I'm even vaguely stealthy, I'll be able to make my way out. Make it out. Get him out without at least not being noticed until it's far too late to do anything about it. As the nearby denizens of Weddiglen and three of the soldiers endeavour to douse the fire, you steal forward towards the back of the prison wagon. You know what? With all these people dousing the fire, I'm pretty sure no one is going to get hurt. No one is going to get killed because if there was anyone in there, one of them would know. And it's not going to spread because of all the people dealing with it. As the As the nearby denizens of Wedglen and the three soldiers endeavour to douse the fire, you steal towards the back of the prison wagon, picking a number. Alright, picking a random number. Bonus of 49. 19 from thievery, 20 from luck. No, 20 from agility, 10 from luck. Gotta get 75 or more, or presumably I'll be noticed. I'll have to do something. Pick now. 143, success. Alright, you want to find out what happens when you fail, you just have to do it yourself. Or look it up on the wiki. You reach the back of the wagon unseen. The young soldier guarding the wagon, his attention entirely focused on the blaze now consuming the small shack, is completely oblivious to your presence. Alright, I'm very stealthy, I guess. And he doesn't seem that good at this stuff either. Failure is untested on the wiki. You know what? I'm just going to go through this repeatedly just to see what happens if you do fail. Ta.
Yeah, we've got...
I've done it a few times and we've got a failure now. As you reach the back of the wagon and begin to part the thick, dark cloth that covers the cave, the lone remaining soldier suddenly turns and spots you. Instead of raising the alarm, which you probably should have done, the young man starts towards you, perhaps not entirely certain of your intentions. You immediately realise you must prevent him from alerting his fellow soldiers. So he blew his chance on that, because I'm not going to give him enough chance. As he draws within our arm's reach, you launch a swift and unexpected attack aimed at rendering him unconscious. It's a young soldier. He's in way over his head. Way, way over his head. Way, so much over his head that you need some sort of telescope to see where he actually is. Begin combat. Subdue the enemy. The soldier slashes at you with his sword. I swing my club, but you know, in a non-lethal way, somehow. Masterful bash. I get into a battle wage, but a non-lethal battle wage. Don't know how I do it, but I guess just that Sir Croakington has some really good discipline that even in battle wage, he knows how to avoid lethal damage. And he is subdued. And he'll be better soon. 6 XP. The young girl soldier collapses onto the ground at your feet. Despite having suffered a severe battering, he will ultimately recover from the blows that have rendered him unconscious. You immediately turn your attention to the tasks at hand. Wasting no time, you carefully peel back the thick cloth and reveal the cage affixed to the back of the prison wagon. There, huddled in one corner of the grim enclosure, his face bruised and his long dark hair matted with blood, lies the infamous mage, Barak Whoa. He opens his eyes and struggles to his feet as you use the iron key to unlock the cage. With his hands of warding bound by a length of thick rope, and with the band of warding still encircling his wrist, the spellcaster leaps into the road and rushes into the forest. Not looking back, you follow closely at his heels. In the forest to the east of the village, you and the escaped mage meet up with Mognir. The diminutive man shrieks with joy upon seeing his master. He promptly sets about severing the ropes which bind the young man's hands. While repeatedly thanking you for your help, Barak Moore, his demeanour one of stoic composure, also thanks you. I have done much to earn the reputation with which I am burned. which I'm burdened, he says, his soft voice making it seem as if his thoughts are far removed from his present predicament. But I'm not a killer, thank you. I hope that I may someday repay you for this. What is your name? So, I can tell Balagur my name, which admittedly means there's a chance that he might pass it on. I don't think he'll do it deliberately, but, you know, he could get captured, interrogated, he could get drunk one time. Oh, you know, he could just slip out accidentally. But, you know, I'll tell him. I'll tell Balagur my name. When you tell Balagur your name, he nods and tells you again thanks for... And again thanks you, this time addressing you properly. Thank you, Sir Crokington. I will not forget this. Now, Monaco, it must be off. We need to figure a way out of this manacle, but there'll be time enough for that. I will suggest you move away. You move away from here, Sir Crokington. Yeah, apparently getting out of those manacles is... quite a thing, which of course makes a lot of sense. That's the whole point of them. With that, the fugitive mage and his cohort depart, heading into the hills to the east. When they're out of sight, you set off on your way, eager to leave behind the events of the last small while. Several months later, you learn that Barakamore and several of his mages are accused of slaying and poisoning several mages of the Grey Circle near Talanus. The spellcaster you rescue from the prison wagon and his diminutive assistant have not been heard of since. Curious. Okay. I think he might just be a bad un. Of course, this could be a coincidence, but this doesn't happen if you leave him be. He might just be a bad un. You know what? I'm gonna not help him. Okay, now, what happens if you let... you let Morbrock be the distraction, and you then actually, you know, go forwards. Alright, embark. Going through the things we've seen. Use divination. Agree to help Morbrock feedback raw. I'll create the distraction. Continue with the plan. Use diplomacy. Yep. Okay. In the forest east of the village, you encounter Morgmore and Bakwar. The diminutive man seems overjoyed to be again in the company of his freed master. He diligently works to sever the ropes that bind the mage's hand, while repeatedly thanking you for your help, Balakamore. His demeanour on a stoic composer also thanks you. Right, what if I don't tell him, refuse to tell him? Your refusal seems to neither surprise nor anger Balagmore. His stoic demeanour remains unchanged. As he tells you that he understands your desire to protect your identity. Thank you, friend. I will not forget this. Magnor, we must be off. We need to figure out a way out of this manacle, but there will be time enough for that. I suggest you move away from here as well, friend. With that... fugitive mage and the cohort depart, heading into the hills to the east. And then it's the same as before, with 64 XP to general. Now, which way, if any, should I have this thing go? You know what? I'm just going to leave this. Wait, have I actually done this before? And then left it? I hope I haven't done this before. You know, I'm going to check through my wiki and check through my list and check. I don't think I've done this before. But just to make sure, I'm just going to save it now. I'm going to do it again, but very quickly, and not with a scream, because it looks on the fact that killings happen after you free him, that if he isn't a murderer, he will be one soon. Or if I let him free, his rival does things that lead to people dying. So either way, if I let him free, people die. Which means I don't want to let him free. Alright, just gonna go through it quickly. And then that'll be that. Alright, in the next adventure, I will go to Fairy Falls and just see if there's anything there. Alright, this is one of those Titans of Telsa statue place. So if the statue's there, I won't climb it because they're all pretty much the same. But I will have a look around. But anyway. And then, right next to it, is one of those Titans of Telsa taverns, which I definitely will have a look around, and we'll just see how things go from there. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.